Dumelang. My name is John Mamabolo. I have just entered into the studio on our daily show that we have, which is called Time to Meditate. The time is 6:31. Our show will last for 3 hours. Now, let me just put the ground rule as we start. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you can chat to us on the following numbers. Our studio number is 073-269-2731. Our Johannesburg studio number is 073-269-2731. Our studio Johannesburg number is 073-269-2731. The WhatsApp to WhatsApp a presenter, like as I have entered now, you can WhatsApp me at the number 083-289-4658. Or you can email us on radio@bythegrace.org. 083-289-4658. Now the time is 6:32 in the evening. I believe and hope that your day was well and fantastic. So I want us to pray as we start our show tonight. Time to meditate. So I'm praying now, wherever you are, you can close your eyes as I pray. We are praying. Daddy, we thank you today. We thank you, Father, for the wonderful evening. I pray now, Kirimudimu, as we are studying our show, be with us, Lord. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now as I pray, I stand against all the demonic spirits that they can try to disturb. I'm praying for each and every listener who is listening to me right now, that the Father open their ears, so that they can hear what we are going to talk about. Daddy, I thank you for the protection. I thank you for everything, God, that you have done for us. I thank you, Father, because you deserve the best. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm going to play this song. The song that is composed by Enoch and Samuel. Then as I play this song, then we will continue with our show. Then I'm going to give you the verse that we are going to meditate with, and then we start. Let's just listen to this song. Yeah, so I welcome you again to our show, Time to Meditate. We will be meditating together. We will be meditating together. The time is 6:37. Now we are meditating. Now the writer of this song is saying, "The Lord is my shepherd," Psalm 23. Now that is a song that we are using on our show today. To meditate with this song. But now, let me just give you the number again. It's 083-289-4658. You can chat to me. You can WhatsApp me. You can SMS the number. Or you can call the studio number 073-269-2731. Our studio in Johannesburg. Our number is 073-269-2731. The time is 6:38. Time to meditate. We are meditating. I believe that now your day was fine. I believe that today there are things that you have done. There are things that you did not achieve. There are things that you achieved. Now it's time to meditate. Another day we are thinking, we are looking back of the day. What we didn't achieve, what we have achieved. Now you can chat to us also on our website page, www.radio.vadegrace.org. And there is left to chat there. You chat to us. We are online now. Then we will be communicating. But now the scripture that we are reading today is on Psalm 101, Psalm chapter 1. Kaspedi ba regiri pisalo menja matomo, dimana yamatomo, haulo yamatomo. So that's a scripture that we will be meditating with. Now I'm going to read. Before I read the scripture, I want us to play the song. The song that is called, the song that is on the CD for Rahava Mapunya. Now, that is the song that we will be playing. I'm going to play track number one. It says, Jesu Kasibelibeli. As we play this song, and then we will read the verse, and we continue to meditate. Just hear the song. Yeah, we can sing together as we dance for the song. We can sing together as we sing. You can dance. I'm dancing here. Super.
Oh, Yarita.
As we are meditating with the soul, it is Saturday, a beautiful Saturday. We make it in together. Hey. Our listener, hey, give us tea, come on. Hey. It is hot here. Hey. It's hot in the studio. We are meditating. Now, our number is 03-289-4658. The time is 6:44. We are meditating. Our scripture that we are going to meditate is Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. The Salome. Haolo ya matomo. Timana ya matomo. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1. That's a verse that we are meditating with. It is hot in the studio. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1. We are meditating with the verse. Your day, maybe your day was not well, but meditate with me. We are meditating. I will be joined by Pastor Pet in the studio as we continue with the show. Yeah. So, let's just, I'm going to play this song. Verse, track number 11, How Little. And then, from there, and then we will read our chapter, our verse that we are meditating with. Then we are going to discuss chapter, verse 1, Psalm 1, verse number 1. Yeah. Yeah. So let's go. How do you tend to feel like a matter? We are meditating. When I meditate, how little Jesus the Kalagmata, Ugum. We are meditating. You may hear me from America, England, wherever you are, we meditating. Time to meditate with myself and I. Pastor John Mama Mur in the studio. only thing that you like about if you are here. Yeah, there's a song that I was playing. The song is in the album that is called The Letter Glory by Rahawa Mapunya. Yeah, if you want this CD, I'll give you the number that you can use. Now we are meditating. Now the verse that we are reading is Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1. Now I'm going to read. Just listen to it. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1. And we are meditating. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1. Let me read it. Happy is the man who does not go in the company of sinners, or take his place in the way of evildoers, or in the seat of those who do not give honor to Lord. Now, I was reading it in the BBE, Basic Bible English Version. It says, let me repeat it. Happy is the man who does not go in the company of sinners, or take his place in the way of evildoers, or in the seat of those who do not give honor to the Lord. Let me repeat the verse again. Happy is the man who does not go in the company of sinners, or take his place in the way of evildoers, or in the seat of those who do not give honor to the Lord. Okay, let me read again in the American Standard Version. Blessed is the man that walked not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of sophists. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. I want you to underline the word. He meditate day and night. He meditate day and night. To by the grace, listeners, we are meditating. You meditate with me. Happy is the man who does not go in the company of sinners, or take his place in the way of evildoers, or in the seat of those who do not give honor to the Lord, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and whose mind is on his law day and night. Happy is the man who does not go in the company of sinners, or take his place in the way of evildoers. That man is blessed. We are meditating. And he is the man who meditate on God day and night, who meditate in the law or the laws of God day and night. Now, we are meditating. When you meditate, you look back. You look back and see what is that you have achieved, so that tomorrow can be another day. So that tomorrow can be a different day altogether. Now, and my number is 0328946 58. You can WhatsApp the number or you can SMS. Then I'm going to play this song again as we are continuing. I'll be joined by Pastor Patrick Mendebele all the way from Piet Retief next to Swaziland. Now, to go to Swaziland, you can just walk where he is. Now, he will be joining us here. And then we are going to meditate. He is in a studio in Piet Retief. Will be joining us in a studio today. Now, we are meditating. I'm going to play song number 8. Re ka lebala jwang. Then we are meditating. You look on the Salim Kimadim, even today we still go. We are meditating. I don't know what you went through today. I don't know what happened to you today. I don't know what happened to one of your family today. But we are meditating. We are meditating. Yes. Now I'm just getting we'll be joined by Muruti Patrick Mandebele in our studio in Piet Retief. Then I'll be with him as we will be talking. We will be meditating together. Yeah, so I let me just repeat the very same song as I'm getting him. Muruti, we welcome you.
Yes, sir.
We welcome you to Johannesburg. Johannesburg studio. We welcome you to our show tonight, Time to Meditate. It is hot in the studio. It is very, very, very hot. We were dancing. It's very, very, very hot. We are meditating. Yeah, we are meditating with the scripture that we just read, that happy is the man who does not go in the company of sinners,
yes,
or take his place in the way of evildoers, or in the seat of those who do not give honor to the Lord. And it continues saying that, but his delight is in the law of Jehovah. And on his law doth he meditate day and night.
So
that is the scripture that we are meditating with. And as you have joined me, we are going to dance again to make the station hot. The song says, marching to Zion. As we march to Zion, then we will meditate. We will continue with our conversation after the song.
Amen.
Yeah, let's dance together.
Okay. Thank you.
to our listener, the time is 7:04. I have joined, Pastor Patrick all the way from our studio in Piet Retief. So I am in Johannesburg studio, and he is in Piet Retief. And then now for him to go to Swaziland, he can just walk. And yeah, but you have joined us today in the studio. Yeah, so we are excited to have him on the line all the way from our studio in Piet Retief. Yeah, so Muruti, we are meditating. So as I'm saying that some today they are buried. People have buried their loved ones. Some people, their loved ones are admitted to the hospital. Some people, their loved ones are involved in an accident. Some people, they lost the ones that they love. And some people divorced by people that they love. Some people that are beaten by somebody being ejected and served the fire today at work, even if it's Saturday. We are still favored, we are still here, and we are meditating. Now the verse that we just read here talks about, happy is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners.
Amen.
Now he said that person, he delight in the meditation of Jehovah. Now that's what we are meditating today. Yeah, so I welcome you, Muruti, in our studio in Johannesburg. We are meditating together. Yeah, so I don't know, how was your day? I hope your day was fine.
Yes, let me just start by greeting the listeners of By the Grace Radio. I greet you in the most wonderful name, the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I also want to greet you, man of God, Pastor John Mamobodo. It is so exciting, it is marvelous to be welcome in the show tonight or this afternoon, time to meditate.
Yes.
Indeed, as I meditate on the day that was, it was a great day for some of us through the grace of God, not through our own doing, but God makes a way where there seems to be no way. He makes the rivers of living waters to flow in dry places. So by his grace, our day was very well, and thank you so very much. Okay. We hope yours was just as well.
Yeah, mine was also very well, Muruti. Yeah, so mine was very well, and we thank God for that. Now, I think I want us to play another song again, and we will continue. I want us to discuss about this verse, Muruti, that I think to our listener they don't understand. Some maybe they have a question that they don't understand this verse. But we were going to discuss more details about the verse. Now let me just remind our listeners that they can chat to us on our By the Grace WhatsApp 0328946585, or they could call our studio number 0703269 2731. We really appreciate their listenership. We love them. So I want us to play this song called Jesu Kasibelibele, on the very same track that we on the very same album for Rahabah's One, and then we will play that song, then we'll come back and we continue. But it is hot in the studio. I'm standing with my feet, I'm dancing prophetic dance as we meditate.
Amen.
And so let's just play the song here.
Oh, yeah.
one who read this song, it reminded me of, you know, those magogos. Those who are using that thing. I wanna baby now, I wanna. I see, that's how I'm dancing. I don't know if you can see me, but you can't see me, but I'm dancing. I'm dancing with them. This song. Yeah, so we to our listeners, we're still meditating. I'm with Pastor Patrick. He's in our studio in Putrative, and we are together. We are meditating. Yeah, so Murut, this verse that we just read here, because maybe somebody can say, but I mean, I don't understand when it say that. It say, blessed is the man who doesn't walk on the counsel of wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners. So the person can say, but I don't understand what they are trying to say here. So how can we narrate it, to put it in such a way that whoever who's listening can understand.
Understand.
Yeah.
Once again, I just want to greet somebody who just tuned in to By the Grace Radio. We are very much excited to be part of the show tonight. The show that is entitled Time to Meditate.
Yes.
And I'm so delighted about the verse that you've opened tonight, Psalms 1, verse 1, especially verse 1, you've read up until verse 2.
Yes.
That says, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand
yes.
in the path of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers. You know, I think it's very important for us to understand that here, David had understood or had gotten the revelation of where a blessing is coming from.
Yes.
You know, that every person that walks under the sun, or that is alive under the sun, is on a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is a walk. Immediately when you are born, you start the walk until you are taken
yes.
back, until you die. So
yes.
we are walking.
Okay.
You know, and there are two types of people that are walking.
Yeah.
There are those that are walking in the light of God, and there are those that are working in darkness.
Mm.
You know, there are those that are working in the light of God. They are meditating upon His word or upon His law day and night, you know, and there are those which are meditating upon the counsel of the wicked. There are those who take advice from the wicked, and there are those which take advice from the righteous.
Yes.
So now the Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. So actually it is also an advice that is being brought to us by God, saying we must be careful not to walk or not to listen to the wicked people, or to take the advice
mm-hmm.
or the opinions of the wicked people, because wickedness can only give birth to wickedness, and righteousness can only give birth to righteousness.
Yeah.
So if we take advice and opinions from wicked people,
mm-hmm.
it means that advice is also contaminated with wickedness.
Yeah.
It means that advice is also contaminated with the evil. So wickedness cannot give birth to righteousness.
Yeah.
You know, and righteousness cannot give birth to wickedness. So that is why the Bible says we must be careful at all times that we, you know, we always mix with the people which are of Christ, people of the gospel.
So, Murugi, while you are there.
Yes.
Now, let's say here is a person. Okay? Now,
yes.
my friends are not born again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, what must I do there? I mean, let's say maybe at work, my friends are not born again.
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, it's very important for us to understand that we are the light of the world.
Yeah.
We are not of the world, but we are in the world.
Okay.
You know. And now we must come in as the sheep amongst the wolves, and we come in as the light amongst darkness. So
yeah.
people that are not born again are people which are still in the darkness of the world.
Okay.
And now we come in there to infiltrate. We come in there to help them to see the light, you know.
Okay, yeah.
So we must not hide ourselves. So it is actually a recommendable thing for those which are firm in the word, for those which are standing firm in the word, they can go in and befriend the the so-called wicked people in order to gain them, in order to gain them, in order to win them, because the Bible says that wise is a man who wins a soul, you know. So Paul says these words. He says, I have become all things to all people in all possible ways so that I could win them for Christ, you know.
Yeah.
So we can come into people and not become like them, but come to them for the sake of winning them. So if we have friends which are not born again for the sake of bringing them closer to Christ, then it is a good thing for us to do. But it must only be done by those which are firm and mature in the Word of God.
Okay.
Because if you are not mature in the Word of God, you might end up winnable.
But now, Murudi, like, okay. I think to our listeners, maybe somebody doesn't understand when we say a sinner. So what can we say? Okay, when we say a person is a sinner, right? A person is a sinner.
Yes.
What actually are we saying? Okay, this person is a sinner. What is that we see that a person is a sinner? Let's say, okay, there's a person. Every Sunday he's going to church.
Yes.
He's going to church every Sunday. And then somebody called that person a sinner. He's going to church, or maybe a person, he doesn't go to church, but he's having time to pray on his own time. Yeah. What can we say? Because this verse is saying... So what can we say about the...
Well, when the Bible says we should not walk in the counsel of the sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one, I just need to identify what type of a person is a sinner, as you rightfully asked.
Yeah.
A person who is a sinner, any person who does not do the word or the will of God is a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Bible says... all have sinned. There's no person who had never sinned before.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But those which accepted Jesus Christ, they are given a new identity. They are called righteous because they are given the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
You know. So if you are not born again, if you are not the person that knows and believes in Jesus Christ, if you've never confessed with your mouth, nor agreed with your heart or believed in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you are not given the gift of righteousness, but you are still living in sin. So a person who is still living in sin is a sinner.
Okay.
You know. So any person that is not born of the Spirit, it means that person is still living under the spirit of the flesh.
Yeah.
So that person is not born again, because we can only be born again by the Spirit of God. This is what Jesus said to Nicodemus, when Nicodemus said, what should I do for me to receive this salvation that you're talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and Jesus responded to Nicodemus saying, you must be born again. It does not mean you must go back to your mother's womb, but it talks about repentance. It talks about the change of heart, the change of mind, the change of behavior, the change of your system of operation. You know, that is where, so a person who is not born of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is not born again, and that person is therefore a sinner, because that person still lives in sin. He does not live in the righteousness of Christ, but he lives in sin.
Okay, let's just remind our listeners, the time is 7:20, 7:20. Now you can SMS us 0328 9465 8, or WhatsApp us there, or send us a voice note, or chat to us on our website, www.radio.bodygrace.org. I am speaking with Pastor Patrick. He's in our studio in Piet Retief. As I mentioned earlier, that for him to go to Swaziland, maybe he can walk, or he can just
jump. Just walk.
Yeah, he can just jump there, and then, yeah. So we are excited to have him in our studio. So I want us to dance this song. And then as we dance in the song, we will continue again with what we were talking. Now, we were on verse number one, so we will go to verse number two, and we will continue. So I want, this is a song that, well, it's not in this album, but it's one of the songs that was recorded by our wonderful worship team, and we are going to play this song. It's been rearranged very well, sort of like reggae. We're gonna make the studio hot now. We go to Jamaica, and we dance Jamaica style. Then we come back. Me, I will dance a prophetic dance of Jamaica. And then when we come back, we will continue.
Amen.
Yeah. It is hot in the studio now. I'm dancing with my hand up. Our listeners, you can join us. I'm dancing in a yoga studio, and Pastor Fred is dancing in a you know Murdi, this song, it reminded me of the late Lucky Dube. No, he was a man of the guy.
Yeah.
And I like one of his song that he sang. He said, blessed is the hand that gives and the one that receives. So he was singing this song, the reggae one.
Yeah.
So he was taking us to Jamaica.
Yeah. And he was a great believer as well. And his songs, they had a lot of message.
Yeah.
Yes.
That blessed is the hand that gives and the one that
receives.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So yeah. This
Ona le ba somoruti ba ratang go fiwa bona ba sarate go fana.
Yeah.
So that was actually a great message which was taken from the verse, which was taken from the Bible. So you remind me of such a great man. That was greatness.
Yeah, that man. You know this is one of the songs that the. He just saying that different colors want people. So this thing just remind me of our show that we are having. That talks about different colors, one people. Yeah.
Yes.
So this song, it reminded me of that guy, this song that we are singing here. Yeah, so by the grace, Ben did a good job by reminding me of that man.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are continuing, Maruti. To our listeners, the time is 7:25. We are still together. You are with me, myself, and I am in Johannesburg studio. And I am with Maruti. Patrick Mandebele is there in our studio in Piet Retief. Now, I think now as I speak to him now, he's seeing the Swaziland. He sees the lights of Swaziland there.
And see the mountains.
Yeah, he sees the mountains there.
Yeah, and a little bit of light.
Yeah, a bit of light, yeah. So, yeah, we are still meditating. We're still continuing the scripture that we read to our listeners. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes.
Barakitipi Salome. Bumme ba khale bana ba re di pisalume ke le mwana mwana ka re palle di pisalume mo ke bumme ba khale ba ge ko le ba so yeah so re motho wa le tlhono le go motho ya tsamayang a sa tsamaise ke ba gopa so a person who is not going to yeah so we are still meditating we know that your day to our listeners maybe your day was somehow. And as we are reflecting now, we are looking back at the day. We are looking back over the day so that everything will be well. Our listeners, thank you for tuning in. I see you there that you've just tuned in now. 1 second ago, 5 seconds ago, 3 minutes ago, 9 minutes ago. We love you. Keep on listening to us. You can interact with us on 0832894658. About the meditation, we meditate. I know that you went through challenges, you went through a lot of things. We are together and we are excited. So yeah, Maruti, we can continue. So verse number 2.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's saying, but his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. So in other words, it emphasizes the issue of meditation. It's saying,
yes.
The blessed is the man who doesn't go with the wicked and the counsel of the sinners. So then the Bible says what he does is he meditates during night and day. During the day and night. But actually what they're trying to say is he meditates during the night. Because as we normally say that it's not easy to meditate during the day. Because during the day, there are lots of disturbance that they can disturb as you work. So in other ways, during the night, that's the good time to reflect. Now we are reflecting on ourselves. We are reflecting of what we achieved. Some of us maybe we said wrong things to people without knowing. Now is the time for us to meditate, to look into that, to say, but here I was right, here I was wrong. Then that is how it is that we look, okay, here. But here I was not supposed to say like this. Here I was supposed to say like this. So that is what we are meditating. Because somewhere last week or during this week, I just want to read this post that I just saw it on Facebook. And this post is the person talks about meditation. Let me check if I will get that post quickly. And so that we can read to our listeners that there are people there who are meditating. When it's during the night, they meditate. That is why we are meditating with our listener on the show. Just that I don't know what's wrong with the network, as I was saying to you, Murti, that there are people who don't understand because. Yeah. Why we say this one is a sinner, this one is not a sinner. People, they don't understand into that level. They said, we are the same
Gaufel. Yes. Well, the Bible makes this distinction. You know, it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked,
yeah.
nor stand in the path of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers. You know, so a man that walks in righteousness, that's what the Bible is actually trying to say here, that there are two types of people. Yeah. They cannot be one. We cannot all be one, because they are sons of God, you know, and yeah. they are just people. Of God, which are created by God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are those which have been adopted as sons. That is why if you read the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12,
yeah.
you know, it talks about the fact that we have been given the privilege to be called the sons of God,
yeah.
you know, yeah. Because we have been adopted. We have been given the privilege to say Abba Father
yeah.
to God. So he's our Father. He's not just God only to us,
yeah.
you know. So we cannot be the same. There are those which are righteous. There are those which are wicked,
yeah.
you know. There are those which are hot. There are those which are cold. There are those which are, you know, doing right, and there are those which are doing wrong, you know. That is why Joshua even says to the people that he was leading at the time,
yeah.
you know, just after they have entered Canaan, he says, choose ye today whom you shall serve.
Okay. Just hold on. Let me welcome our listener who is in Jamaica. He just tuned in now.
Yes.
I can see him. We welcome you, sir, in Jamaica.
Yes.
We are very happy for you to tuning in to our
Grace
Radio.
Yes.
So, I'm with Pastor Patrick Mandebele all the way from next to Swaziland. As I speak now, you can see Swaziland. Now, our number is 0328-94658. You can chat to us there. You can WhatsApp to us there. Or you can call 0732692731. So I'm with Pastor Patrick as we continue talking. Muruti, you can continue.
Yes, so we cannot all be one, because we have people which belong to God, and we've got people which belong to the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The people which belong to the evil one, they are seen by doing evil.
Yeah.
You know, and the people which belong to God, they are seen by the fruit of righteousness.
Okay.
Or rather the fruit of repentance, to show that they have repented. They are now the children of God. They are now the sons of God. They are their adopted sons.
Mm-hmm.
They are a royal generation, a royal priesthood.
Mm.
They are a peculiar generation, you know. So we cannot, you know, people cannot say we all sinners. The Bible says all have sinned. It means no one had ever lived without sinning before,
yeah.
you know. Mm. But it does not say we are all sinners now. Because some have repented and some have gotten the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
You know, so when God looks at those which are born again, he sees his righteousness. He sees his son in there, because Paul says, it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. So when God looks at me,
mm-hmm.
he sees Christ. He sees the apple of his eye. He no longer sees the wicked one. He no longer sees the sinner, but he sees the righteous. So now the Bible says, as we reflect on it here, it says, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked,
you know,
in the path of the scoffers. So that is a blessed man. If there is a blessed man, it means there is a not blessed man.
Okay.
So we cannot all just be one like that. There are those which belong to God, and there are those who do not.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, okay. So, but now, those who don't belong to God.
Yes.
It is important for them as well to meditate?
It is important for everybody to reflect. Okay, when we talk about meditation, I want to separate it into two phases or two layers.
Yeah.
You know, layer number one, where we do a human reflection.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about reflecting on the week that was. It's a Saturday today.
Yeah.
You are basically taking an inventory.
Yeah.
You know, as to how was the week, mm-hmm. how were you, did you do well, you are basically marking your own script for the week.
Yeah.
You know, so that's human reflection, that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when we speak about meditation again, this time around we speak also about a way or a path that we use mm-hmm. to launch ourselves into a spirit realm.
Yeah.
You know, where we reflect on the word of God, which gives us direction.
Yeah.
You know? when we enter the presence of God through the meditation of His Word, to basically engage Him and to speak to Him, yeah, and allow Him to speak to us through the Word of God. So now, I just want to point out these few things, that a person that is not born again,
yeah,
cannot effectively meditate upon the Word of God.
Okay.
Because to those which are not born again, the Word of God is foolishness.
Yeah.
It is foolishness to those which are not born again. Because if you just meditate upon the Word of God whilst you are not born of the Spirit,
mm-hmm,
the Word of God just simply becomes text to you. It simply just becomes a narrative to you. But it does not become a living word. It does not become a redeeming word or a saving word. It does not become a spirit, because it is the Spirit. So if you are not in the Spirit, you will, yeah, not understand it.
Okay. No, I understand you, Murita. I hear you very well.
Yes.
So now, yes, okay. Let's say, as we are meditating now,
yes,
What will I do? Let's say I meditated and I see that no man. The way I spoke to Muruti in the morning, it was not good.
It was not
then
good.
What must I do?
Well, there is always a Word of God which teaches us about forgiveness, that teaches us about repentance, that teaches us about the power of reconciliation, you know. So let's say, for instance, I reflect, I take an inventory of what I've done for the week, this,
mm-hmm,
week,
mm-hmm,
and I realize that I did not treat my staff right, or I realize that I did not treat my congregation right, or, mm-hmm, my driver right, or, mm-hmm, my domestic worker right, you know.
Yeah.
I see that perhaps I snapped on my wife, or I snapped on my husband, you know, mm-hmm, or perhaps I insulted somebody, whether knowingly or unknowingly,
yes,
you know, I hurt somebody, mm-hmm, you know, I did not speak right to a person, or acted right, or did not give help where help was required,
mm-hmm,
and I was able to help, but I could not, you,
mm-hmm,
know. So once you realize that, you know, it is important for you to have a repentant spirit at all times, to be able to say, Lord, I admit I did not do right. That's the first person you admit to.
Yeah.
You know. Number two, you must extend that admission to the person whom you have wronged.
Okay.
You know, the Bible says, confess your sins to one another.
Yes.
So that your Father in heaven may also forgive you, you,
yes,
know. So that is why we pray and we say, forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we receive forgiveness as we forgive those who trespass against us,
mm-hmm,
you know. We forgive them. And if it is us, if it was me that trespassed,
yeah,
you know, I must take some time to say, man of God, please forgive me.
But
I did not speak right to you.
You see, Muruti, it's not easy. Eh? It's not easy. I believe in me, it's not easy. I mean, you know, saying it like I'm going to say like this is good, but going to the person saying it alone,
yes,
yeah, no, I must apologize, it's easy.
Yes.
But when you go to the person and say, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I mean, as now we are
it's
meditating.
Not easy. Yeah.
Then I realized that, no man, but in the morning I think I did this to the person. It's not,
yeah,
easy taking a call to call a person, because,
yes,
you don't know, the number one, you don't know what the person gonna say to you.
Yes.
Number two, you don't know how is the person gonna take what you say.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Well, the Bible says we can do all things,
mm-hmm,
through Him, through Christ who gives us the strength. We,
yeah,
we cannot, I agree, we cannot do it with our own might, you know. This cannot be done by our own might. It is not by might, it is not by power,
mm-hmm,
but it is by the Spirit, saith the Lord. So we apply the Spirit of the Almighty God, you know, when we are in the Spirit of the Lord, when we are applying or taking the usage of the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
it is the Holy Spirit which helps us to do the right thing. Now, it's also very important for us to apply boldness.
Boldness, yes.
When you are in God,
mm,
He gives you boldness, He gives you power.
Yeah.
And also you are being pushed by conviction. You are convicted. You cannot even sleep at night if you really are truly a born-again Christian,
mm,
and you know,
mm,
that you have wronged somebody.
Yeah.
Because it bugs you. It bugs your heart.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
So okay,
yeah.
I said I was looking for something when I was checking. the post on Facebook that I said, somebody wrote it. It's Pastor Benuel Bonuel Ramron. So on July 5, he said, before going to bed, I always, and then he answered, he said, meditate on how I can impact Africa. That's what he said. He said, before he goes to bed, he meditate on how I can impact Africa. Now, to our listener, we say, before you go to bed, you meditate of how I can make the day tomorrow right. Yeah. So, I want us to sing the, to play the song that we were playing so that we can enjoy it with our Jamaican friend there who is tuning and listening to us as we go to Jamaica. Let's go now, Jamaica. Let's go, Jamaica. Yeah, so we are saying only we can say what no man can say. That is only God. So, to our listeners, we welcome you to station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Just for a soul. And the number that you can interact with us, 083-289-4658. That's a WhatsApp, or you can SMS, or you can send us a YouTube. I mean, you can send us an email on radio at Buddy Grace the Rock. We can read your post, or you can chat to us on our internet chat. You chat to us. The time is 7:42. I'm still with Pastor Peter here. He is in our studio in Peter Tiff. I am in headquarters, Johannesburg, in our studio, just for a soul. So we are Buddy Grace Ministry. And our mandate and our vision and mission is for just for a soul. Now keep on tuning in. I'm still continuing. I'm interacting with Pastor Patrick. We're talking about the meditation. Then as we are meditating.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. So I was saying that it's not easy. Eh? It's not easy.
Not easy. You cannot do it on your own. You know, you need an inspiration from heaven. You need the conviction from heaven. You need assistance from above. You know, you need a divine intervention to go through somebody. Mm. You know, because sometimes you really offended somebody. You know, but if you offended a person, you have shown some form of hatred to that person, and the Bible says, he or she who hates his or her brother is a murderer at heart, you know. So, in other words, if you had offended somebody, it might even happen that you actually committed murder. You actually murdered that person emotionally, or murdered that person spiritually, or murdered that person, you know, in one way or the other. And you also murdered the friendship in the same time. So it's very, very important, actually. It frees your heart as well to go to that person and say, Mwanesu, please, I did not speak well, but I've realized that I've wronged you, and please forgive me.
Yeah.
And once you've done that, you're done. You don't need, if that person is not ready to forgive you yet, it's okay. It's okay, but you have done your side, you know, you have done your, what you should do. you know, if the person forgives you or the person does not forgive you, you know, that is not your territory to enter into. If the person forgives you, great. You know, if he doesn't, well, you have repented in your heart. And through conviction, you have allowed yourself to go to that person to ask for forgiveness. So you have done your part.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not easy. Eh?
It's not easy.
Now, let's go to number three. Verse number three. They are like trees that grow beside a stream, that bear fruit all the right time, and whose leaves do not dry up. They succeed in everything they do. In other words, a person who is meditating,
right?
A person who is meditating, is like a tree that grows beside a stream.
Yeah.
If in other words, when you meditate, you are like that tree because you are meditating and you bear the fruit at the right time. So when you meditate now. So in other words, what we're saying is, as you meditate, you're preparing the ground, right?
Yes.
You meditate, you prepare the ground for tomorrow. When is tomorrow, you start bearing the fruit.
Yes.
That's why we're saying it is very important to meditate. Because you meditate, you prepare the ground. When is tomorrow, you know that, okay, now yesterday I couldn't do well, but now I continue of doing right. Yesterday, amen. I did my part until here.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you that when we meditate upon the word of the Lord day and night, you know, one of the things that it gives us direction.
Yeah.
It gives us instruction. It gives us the next step, you know. It makes us to know or to have a plan which is good enough. That is being, supported by God. You know, it is through meditating upon the Word of God that tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
It is through meditation where we see if we have wronged somebody. It is through meditation when we reflect on what has happened. You know, some people escaped accidents. You know, some people won the cases in the court. You know, some people could have been dead. Some people should not even have come back home, but by the grace of God, you know, they've come back. So now when you reflect on all those things, number one, you also realize the greatness of God. You know, you realize that you are not on your own. You are not alone. You know, number two, it gives you instruction on what you should do moving forward. You know, David says, from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, you know, he's talking about how he worships God, how he meditates upon his tenets, how he reflects on what God wants him to do, you know, to make sure that tomorrow, even just as you might have done today, that tomorrow you still continue to do that which is required by God. You do that which is the vision, which is in line with the vision of God and the plan of God. So as we plan for tomorrow, we reflect if that which we have planned is in line with the word of God. If the Spirit of God agrees with what we are planning for tomorrow. So it is through the time of meditation. You know, when we meditate, we are simply reflecting upon the word of God. You reflect on what you did. You reflect on what you're going to do as well.
So now, let's say, okay, I meditate as we are meditating now, right? I meditate. Then I write whatever that I write. I said, okay, I think I missed. I was supposed to do things like this. Now, tomorrow comes. Whatever I meditated on, now I start working it on so that it can work. Now, still it doesn't work. What must I do?
Still it doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Must I stop meditating or what must I do?
Look, sometimes we try and things don't work out the way we intended them to work out. But one of the benefits of meditating upon the word of God is to find out what does the word says. What does it say even when I have failed?
Yeah.
It says rise up again and try again. You know, it says in him there is no failure. It says I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Mm. It says he says he will never leave me nor forsake me.
Yes.
You know, we sing the song that says he never brought me this far to leave me.
Yes.
You know, so we know that he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us. And it is where patience is crafted. It is where patience is sharpened. Because the Bible says those who wait
upon the Lord,
those who patiently wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. It means, yes, sometimes you will try with your strength and your strength will be gone.
Yeah.
You know, and when your strength is gone and you don't feel like going on anymore, it feels like you are getting discouraged.
Yeah.
You know, the word of the Lord says he will renew our strength. He is the one who renews our strength. Even though it feels as though the mercy has ended, but the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. So we start again and we try again and we continue to try again because the Lord gives us the strength.
So now, while you are there, you remind me of Paul.
Yes.
Now, Paul, when he said he had a thorn, and he prayed to God that God must remove the thorn. Now, he did not remove the thorn. In return, he said, my grace is sufficient.
It's sufficient.
So, meaning, I think Paul was somehow trying to give up. Because sometimes when we give up, because I think there's a point where we feel like we can give up.
Yes.
Now, the grace lifts us up. When we feel like we are giving up, the grace lifts us up.
Yeah, you know, you also remind me of David, you know, when he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Yeah.
But the Lord delivers them from them all. You know, many are our afflictions as the children of God. Sometimes we try, and sometimes we don't seem to succeed yet.
Yeah.
You know, but just because I did not succeed yesterday, it does not mean I cannot succeed today. You know, and the Bible also continues to tell us that a righteous person can fall 7 times, but he rises again.
Yeah.
You know, but the wicked never rises. You know, so it is not okay, but it happens that sometimes we fall along the line. You know, but we must fall forward. If we have to fly, we fly. If we can't fly anymore, we walk. If we can't walk anymore, we crawl. But what matters the most is that we always looking forward. We are always going forward. You know, it does not matter how slow the tempo of your moving forward may be. It does not matter the speed, but what matters is the direction.
The direction,
you know, because as long as our direction is on God, as long as, you know, we look upon him, you know, he is able to lift us up. You know, when it seems as though we are discouraged, there is no power anymore, we don't know what to do. You might have come back from looking for work and you did not find work. You might have tried all you could and it seems as though it's just not working out. But what matters the most is our faith in God, that we never run out of hope, because the Lord our God, he is the hope of glory.
Okay, so now, okay, let me just put this question before we go to the shops. Now, now, I pray, all right?
Yeah.
I pray. In the morning, I pray.
Yes.
As we say, joy comes in the morning. Then I pray.
Yes.
In the evening, I meditate.
Yes.
Now, let's say maybe I'm praying for a car, all right?
Yeah.
I'm praying for a car.
Yeah.
Or I'm praying for a job. Then I submit my CVs.
Yes.
I submit. I don't get the job. When I come back from marketplace, I sit down. I start to see what went wrong. Then I found that I don't see any wrong that I did. But still I don't get the job.
Yeah.
What must I do?
You know, Jesus speaks about Peter and other fishermen which were fishing for the whole night and they grabbed nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they kept on trying, they kept on fishing, but nothing, no fish whatsoever the whole night.
Yeah.
And it happens to people at times where you go out there, either you're fishing for a job, you're fishing for a car, sometimes you're fishing for marriage, or sometimes you're fishing for promotion. It does not matter what your fish is. you know, and sometimes you fish all night and it seems as though nothing comes up, you know. But when you receive an instruction from the Lord, what matters is what Jesus says to you after people have said all they could say to you. You know, Jesus says, launch your nets to the deep. Launch them even deeper. Don't stop launching the nets.
Yeah.
Keep on throwing the net on the sea. You know, keep on throwing the net on the sea.
Yeah.
You know, because when you act upon the instruction of the Lord, you know that you will catch fish.
Yeah.
It may not be today, it may not be now, it may not be in instant or immediately, but as long as you know you are acting upon the word of God, you know, the Bible says, as long as you act upon the word of God, it will not descend from the heaven and return void. It shall do that which it said it will do. The Bible says, him who started a good work in us will continue, you know, to perform it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And this also, it takes patience at times. You know, not everything is going to be received immediately or instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it casts patience in us as well.
Yeah. So now, it is, yeah, but it's not easy, Murray. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
To our listeners there, you're still on a station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just
for
a soul. We are by the grace ministry internet radio station. Our number is 03-289-4658. If you want to interact with us, you can do so either by WhatsApp or you can send us email on radio@bythegrace.org. You can interact with the presenter who is live now. You go to our website, you click here. It will direct you to the page that it can come to us. We chat with you. Or you can use Skype Studio, which is BTGM Radio. Then we will pick up your call and talk to you. We appreciate your listening as we continue. Now we just want to go to the shops now. We will continue. Let's just go to the shops.
The wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you by the grace internet radio station. A station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the world. Just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed.
Yeah, so we are back from the shops. I'm still continuing with Pastor Patrick.
Yes.
He's in our studio in Pietretief, as I said to you, for him to go to Switzerland. I mean, he can walk, maybe. He can walk now as I speak. He's looking at the mountains of Switzerland as we meditate. Yeah, so we are continuing to meditate. The time is 7:58, 2 minutes to 8.
Yeah.
We're still meditating our verses, Psalm 1, verse number 2, as we continue meditating. Like verse number 4, he said, but evil people are not like this at all. They are like straw that wind blew away.
Yeah.
Sinners will be condemned by God and kept apart from God own people. So we are meditating. We are meditating. It is important to meditate.
I like it in Zulu, Murutuaga.
Yeah.
In Zulu it reads as this, Amahubo Isatukosokala, Ivesine or Book of Psalms chapter 1 verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
From the Zulu Bible it says, Ababi abanjalo, kepha banjengamakhoba aphephethwa ngomoya. You know, we simply means that the wicked cannot withstand the pressure of life.
Yeah.
You know, they are like those which are not firm. They are blown by winds. If the wind is going south, they go south. If the wind is going north, they go north, you know. But we have the rock of salvation, you know, and we hold on to the rock. We hide ourselves upon the rock. When the storms of life come in life, we hide under the rock that is higher than us. And we are kept, you know, the mercy of God keeps us under the rock of salvation, which is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very important that as when we meditate, meditation is divided into different things, because number one, you read the Word of God. You know, when you read the Word of God, after reading the Word of God, you meditate upon the Word of God. You meditate upon what it says. You know, after you've read it, then you say, now, Lord, reveal yourself. Reveal the message which is being carried by this Word that I'm reading. Mm. What is the message here? You know, and the Lord gives you instruction. He gives you the message, you know, from it. And from there, now, meditation is basically God talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, whilst prayer is you talking to God. You know, because it must always be a two-way street, you know. Most of the time we talk about prayer, 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 prayer. But prayer is just us speaking to God.
Mm.
You know, meditation is us quietly listening to God speaking to us.
No. Yeah. I think to add on what you say, Maruti.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember I said you can't meditate during the day, because during the day there's a
pity.
I don't know the traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic. People will cross traffic when we walk, and they will cross traffic. Now during the night, that is the time where a person must meditate. Now.
Yeah.
While we are there, I want us to look at Psalm 88 verse 1. It says, a Korah prayer of Heman. God, you are my last chance of the day. I spend the night on my knee before you. In other words, he's saying, he spent the night meditating. Yeah. He said, you are my last chance of the day.
Yeah.
Now, he was meditating. He was meditating during the night. He is meditating by prayer. In other way, we say, I think people, we are meditating in a different ways.
Yes.
Remember last week I said some they meditate by crying. When somebody cries, they meditate.
Yes.
Because the person said, I just want to pour out my heart. I just want to pour out my heart. Meaning by what? By crying. Some they meditate by singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some they meditate by dancing.
Yes.
There are different ways of meditating. But the important is when you meditate, you must see the result tomorrow. I mean, you can't just meditate and then tomorrow I meditated but I don't get what. Let's say maybe I'm meditating on my day, I see that number. You know, today I was supposed to do this at work.
Yeah.
When I go tomorrow, I must do it in a perfect way. Even though I did it, but it was not 100%.
Yeah.
Now I must, for me to make it 100%, when I reach home, I must make sure that it done. So, in other words, I can add by saying, when I meditate, I think for me, it's important to write what you meditate on. I don't know, but I think when you meditate, you keep on writing. I said, okay, so that you won't forget tomorrow. I don't know if I'm on the right. I don't know, but that's my understanding.
Yeah, look, when you meditate, the Lord gives you instructions, and He gives you a vision. Be it a vision for a project, be it a vision for a day, be it a vision for a year, you know, be it a vision for marriage, be it a vision for a company you want to start, you know, one way or the other, you know, the Lord will speak to you. The Bible says in the last days He'll pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, and sons and daughters, you know, will prophesy, and it talks about young men and young women will see visions.
Yeah.
You know, now He speaks to us in visions. He draws a picture which you can see, the picture of the future.
Mm.
And now, in order for you to focus on that which you saw, in the future to come back and implement it, you know, you need to write it down.
Yeah.
You know? The Bible speaks about the fact that though it tarries, you know, but write the vision down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in due time, it will come to pass. So it's very important that you write down that which the Lord is showing you. You know, it may not happen immediately, but if you have written it down and you continue to focus on that which the Lord has given you as a vision, you know, as long as you write it down, you won't forget the details, okay. You know. Yeah, so it's very important to write down.
Write down.
Yeah, whether it is a plan, whether it is a vision, whether it is the mission for a day, it's very important for you to write down. Because when you write down, after the day has been over, or after the week or the month has been over, or after that occurrence or that meeting has been over, you can come back and reflect and actually take an inventory. You can actually do some checks if the day was successful based on the things or the checks, you know, which you had. Then you can reflect on that and mark whether your script came out positively or not. So it's very important. Then after the day, you come back with the list and you realize whether you were able to successfully complete that which you had or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's okay. While we are there, I want us to read Genesis chapter 24.
Genesis 24.
Verse number 63. I think it supports what you say. Okay. I think let's play. Before we read this, let's just go and play the song let's just play this song. It's called Worship. Medley, something number 7, track number 7.
Worship Medley, okay.
Yeah, by Rahaba. And then we will come in and read the chapter, the verse that I wanted us to read. It's
okay.
Track number 7.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are back. We still continuing with time to meditate. I am with Pastor Patrick.
Yes.
He is at Piet Retief next to Swaziland. If you want to visit Swaziland, you can give us a call, then we will direct you where to go. how to go to Swaziland, because it reminded me of a story that I had. They saying the pastor was preaching, or he was doing preaching to the people.
All right.
Now, as he was going, he continued walking. He found the people, the guys, you know, guys who like who were playing the cards and so on.
Okay.
Now he said to them, "Can you please show me the way that goes to post office?" Then they directed him that, okay, if you want to go to post office, you go like this, you tell like this, and you come like this, like this. Now, after they finished directing him, he said to them, okay, I want to show you the road that goes to heaven.
Yeah.
Now they said to the guy, I mean, you didn't know the road that goes to post office, but you want to show us the road that goes to heaven. Yeah, so... So we are still continuing, Maruti, discussing about meditation. Remember I said when we were going on a break, I said we will read this verse called the verse Genesis chapter 24,
yeah,
verse 63. Now it read as follows. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field towards evening. Isaac went out to meditate in the field towards evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, behold, there were camel coming. Now there are 3 points or three things that I, when I look into this scripture, it said, and Isaac went out. Now, in other words, he left everyone.
Yeah.
And that is what Jesus was sometimes doing. Because when you read, the Bible says, Jesus was leaving everybody. He went to the mountain alone and meditate. In other words, he was praying alone and meditating. He realized that I can't meditate where there are people. Because I will end up being not meditating the way I want. Now here we are reading about the story of a, we can't say a young man because he was old.
He was old, he was about 40 years old.
40,
yeah.
We can't say a young man.
So
the Bible says it was he just went away. He just went out.
Yeah.
To meditate.
Yes.
In the field. Well, he decided to go in the field where there is no people, where there is no noise, where there is no disturbance.
And
then he decided to go there alone to meditate. Now the Bible says in the field towards evening. It was in the field he went. I mean, it was evening anyway. The evening was approaching. Maybe it was 6 o'clock. Because our show started 6, meaning it was 6 o'clock, and then he decided to go and meditate. Because we just started at 6 o'clock, so we are meditating.
Now
it was towards evening, because 6 o'clock is towards evening. Now he was in the field meditating, and then he lifted up his eyes, and he saw camel coming. Now while he was meditating, he lifted his eyes. In other words, when we meditate and we lift our eyes up. What does that mean? It means that when we meditate, we lift our eyes up to the Lord. We say, Lord, here we are meditating. I have meditated now. I lift my eyes unto you so that you can show me the direction. so that you can show me where I'm going or where I went wrong. Because the Bible says, immediately as he meditated, he looked up, he saw the camel coming. Now, I want to say to our listener, as we are meditating, as you look up, your solution is coming.
Yes.
As we are meditating now, when you look up, your job is coming.
Yeah. You know, you remind me of David. You know, if we also just extend the reading of scripture to Psalms 121, I'm coming back to Genesis. Psalms 121.
Yeah.
The first verse, David says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains.
Mm.
Where does my help come from? Mm. My help comes from the Lord."
Mm.
You know, the maker of the heaven and the earth. And I like it when he continues and he says, "He will not let my foot to sleep. He watches over me. I will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel. He does not slumber nor sleep." You know. And then he says, "The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. He will keep you from harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming in and going, both now and forevermore."
Yeah.
You know, so that's Psalms 121. So we're talking about the fact that even David lifted up his eyes unto the hills where his help come from. You know, as we meditate, we lift up our spiritual eyes to God, you know. That is why the Bible it also tells us that Isaac lifted up his eyes, and when he lifted up his eyes, as he was walking and meditating upon the word of God, you know, he saw that which he was longing for. Remember, he was already successful. He was a successful young man. He came from a wealthy family, the family of Abraham. He was a promised son. He already had much of what he could have, you know, and the reason he leaves his house when he's meditating is because he leaves his father's house is because obviously Abraham had so many servants because he was a wealthy man. You know, so he leaves and it's in the evening after the work of the day, you know, and he just takes time to reflect. God, did I do your will today? Lord, did I do that which you sent me to do? Did I listen to you, God, or did I listen to the people? Did I impress you, God, or did I impress the people? You know, did I do your will, or did I do my will? You know, Jesus says, not my will, God, but your will is all that matters. So I believe that Isaac was in that mode, was in that mood, you know. And right there, in the point of his need, right there, then we see him seeing that which he was longing for. I believe that he saw the most beautiful woman.
We are there, Maruti. We are continuing with this verse. He's going to tell us what did he, this man saw.
Yeah.
So we are there. So we are going to read 64. Now the time is 8:22 past 8. We are still meditating. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. We are driving the show together. He's in Peter Retief, next to Swaziland, as I said. Now I'm in headquarters in Midrand. I'm next to, I'm next to Midrand. Yeah, I'm in Midrand actually.
Yeah.
And we are still meditating. So, I want us to, when we come back, we'll read. We'll continue with 64.
Oh yes.
I don't know. I there's this song. We will just play it, but it's not on our. I feel that we should play this song, so we will, I don't know, but, I think we will play this song. It's in my heart, so it will play this song, they will just pardon us, we'll just pray, we'll play this song.
Yeah.
They say my trust is in you. Mm. We'll just play this song and they will pardon us, so we'll correct it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we are continuing, Morut, as I said, we will read, we'll continue with the verse that we are reading. Let me just remind our listener that we are, the time is 8:27, you are in our radio station, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hopes.
Yeah.
To the heart and soul of the people, the station that restore, and you can chat to us if you want to ask something in the studio. Our studio number is 0732692731. You can WhatsApp us on 0832894658, or you can SMS there, or you can click on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. You click online there, you chat to us, we will attend to you, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. We are still live. I am with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, we're still meditating. We were reading the book of Genesis, chapter
24.
Yeah, 24, verse 63.
Four. Yes.
Now we are reading 64. It says,
yes.
And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel.
And you know, Moruti, there is something which I believe is very great that we disuse from here.
Yeah.
You know, 63 and 64. Now, I just want to focus on these two verses, as you've rightfully read, Moruti Waka, that from the King James Version, it says, one evening, as he was walking and meditating in the fields, he looked up and saw the camels. Now, note this, that in 63, Isaac looked up.
Yes.
Yes, and in 64, the Bible says, when Rebekah looked up and saw Isaac, she quickly dismounted from her camel. So now, in 63, Isaac looks up. In 64, Rebekah looks up, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they both look up, they find each other, you know. And the looking up here, I believe, is very significant upon on calling upon the name of Jesus Christ. We look up. You know, we look up to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So it's very important that every time when we meditate, you know, we look up. We're not just looking up physically with our human eyes, but we look up to the hills. You know, we lift up our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of our spirit. We look up to him, you know, and when we look up to him, we see the camels. When we look up to him, we see Isaac, we see the promise. You know, because Isaac, actually, you know, Isaac is the very typology of Jesus Christ. So basically, the looking up of the Bible says here, when Rebekah looked up, you know, Rebekah is a representative of the church.
Yeah.
When the church looks up to Christ.
Yes.
Because the church is represented by Rebekah, and Isaac represents Christ.
Yes.
You know, Rebekah is the bride, the church is the bride, and Isaac is the bridegroom. Yes. Isaac is Jesus Christ. So the church must look up, you know, must look up. When the church looks up, and it finds that Christ is also looking up, you know, and we see each other, and we become in him. Have not arrived yet, but we see each other. We see ourselves in him. And the Bible says, in him we move, in him we live, and in him we identify who we really are. That is only when Rebekah identified herself in imagination at this point, and in the spirit, where she identified herself as a wife, you know, to Isaac. So it's very important that as we meditate, we look up to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith.
I don't know what you're saying, Rudy. Like you mentioned it, that Isaac, as he was meditating, he looked up.
Yeah.
When he looked up, he got the answer. Right?
Yeah.
Meaning for him to get the answer, there were three things which were supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Which the first one is to meditate. Now, the second one is to look up.
Oh, yeah.
As he looked up, and then he saw the answer. Three things.
Oh yeah.
Now you first start by meditating.
Yeah.
Now, or we can say you start by moving away from people. Like you move away from people. Let's say moving away from friends.
Yeah.
Moving away from the people that you surrounded with. You go on a secret place.
Yes.
Where
you
meditate. When you meditate, and then you look up. When you look up, when you look down now, you see answer. Now, again, it said, Rebekah, he also lifted up her eyes.
Oh, yes.
And he saw Isaac. Understand? Now, when Isaac was meditating, he meditated, he looked up, he saw camel coming. Ne? He saw the camel coming. Now, he never saw Rebekah, but he saw the camel. Now, on those camel, Rebecca was there. All right? Meaning on those coming, there was answer on coming. So he never looked. He looked up, but he saw the camel coming. Can't those camel were bringing the answer that he was looking for.
Now, you know, my God, yes.
Yeah, continue.
Okay. I just wanted to bring this also, as the Lord is revealing to us, that sometimes it happens that as you meditate upon the Lord, as you look up, you know, upon the Lord, you are looking for Rebecca, but you only see the camel.
Yes.
You know, but it does not mean that you will not receive that which you are looking up for.
Yes.
You know, because remember, God can, in most cases, God will give you the building blocks of what you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God showed Noah the ark, but he did not give Noah the ark. He gave Noah the instructions to build an ark. You know, so whenever we meditate, whenever we look up, God will give us an instruction. You know, I'm reminded of the ten men that had leprosy. You know, the Bible says when they looked up and they saw Jesus and they said, Son of David, have mercy on us.
Yes.
And the response was not Rebecca, but the response was the camel. So the response was, go and show yourself to the priests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were looking for healing, but they got an instruction.
Yeah.
But as they obeyed the instruction, the healing came. You know, so what I'm trying to say is that when you meditate upon something and you are looking towards Rebecca, but you don't see Rebecca, you see the camels.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on meditating. Just keep on looking up. Just keep on walking towards him. Keep on, you know, the Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, it says, I press towards the mark of the high calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we need to do. We keep on pressing. I press on towards the mark of, it says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize to which God has called me heavenward in Christ.
Yeah.
So it's very important for us that, you know, sometimes, as we meditate, we see the camel. The camel represents something which walks. The camel, in most cases, it does not walk very fast.
Mm.
You know, it means as you see the camel, you walk towards the camel, but at the same time, the camel is walking towards you, but there is patience required there.
Mm.
You know, because when he saw the camels, and then suddenly the camels stopped.
To honor that, we need what you say. He saw the camel, but on the camel there was Rebecca was there.
Yes, right? Yes.
Because now,
yes.
That's why the Bible says, now when Rebecca, when Rebecca lifted up her eyes, she saw Isaac.
Oh yeah.
Now she had to come out of the camel. She dismounted from
the camel. Yes, yes.
Now Rebecca was the one who was on the camel. But Isaac, at first, he did not see Rebecca. He saw the camel. In other words, you need to, sometimes for your answer, you first look something, whereas your answer is on top of
what
you are looking at.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So your answer is on top of what you are looking at. But Isaac, he looked up. First he meditated, he looked up, he opened the eyes, and then he saw the camel.
Oh yes.
And on the camel, there was a Rebecca. But Rebecca, in return, he saw Isaac.
Yes.
Rebecca saw Isaac.
So at the end of it all, you know, what made Isaac to even see the camels was because he went out to meditate.
Yes.
Now, it is very important. You might be listening to me right now all over Africa, all over the world, wherever you are. If you are listening in the sound of my voice, I am saying it's very important for you to once a day, just once a day, if possible twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, you know, day and night, you know, to take some time away, you know, switch off your TV, switch off your radio, you know, and just find yourself a secret place, find yourself a place where you can be alone. You know, the Bible says Isaac was in the was alone taking a walk outside. He was alone taking a walk in the fields, you know, just in the natural place. You know, Jesus would go to the mountain where there is seclusion, where there are no people passing by or cars that are, you know, passing by and noise and all these type of things. Where you can be alone with God, you know, your alone time with God.
Yes.
You know, and it is there where your vision becomes clearer.
Yes.
You know, just sometimes move away from friends and just connect with Christ, connect with God. You know, it is there where your vision will be clearer. It is there where you will see the camel. You will never see your camel if your eyes are all over the place. You need focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you need a place that will help you to focus. And in most cases, when we take a walk, when we connect with God and we just reflect, God, what is it that you want me to do, God? I want to do your will, God. Help me to become that which you want me to be. You know, help me that I may do your will, not just my will, but your will, you know, God. At your time, you know, craft me, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a disciple, your servant. Help me to do not the will of the people, but your will. You know, it is there where you become naked before God. In time of meditation, you become naked before God. You tell who you really, really, really are to God. What struggles you are going through without shame, because you are naked before God. There is nobody who can listen to you there, because you are alone. You know, so everybody needs to go to that lone place to meditate.
So, okay, while we are there, Murudi, I want us to look at Psalm 77, verse 11.
All right.
I think before we read this, let's go to the shop. So to our listeners, you are live with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Namawolo, together with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. I am in Midrand studio, and he is in a Petrative studio, and we are meditating. Now the time is 8:41. We are left with 15 minutes or 45. Or I don't know, but I think it's 20 minutes to go, if I'm not mistaken, because our show starts from 6 to 9. We're still together meditating. We welcome you, whoever we've tuned. I see that there are people who have just joined us now. We appreciate your listening. We appreciate your effort. Now I want us to go to the shops, and then when we come back, we'll play the song. And then we continue. Let's just go to the shops. Let's go to the shops.
In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I welcome you to the Grace Internet Radio Station. The station that brings hope to the heart and soul of everyone. Just for the soul. Whatever it takes. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Okay, yeah, so we are back from the shop. We are continuing. We love you guys. As I say, we are reading Psalm 77, verse number 12. I will read it, and we will play the song. Yeah, I will read it, and then we discuss about it. We play a song, we take the caller, and then we continue. Now, I don't know, Muruti, with your transaction. Yeah. But in that's
yeah.
Yeah, it's yes. In English. Yeah, no, you know, there are people who attended matricial school. There are those who did not attend matricial school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we are reading Psalm 77.
Yeah.
Verse number 12. Okay, we can start verse number 11. It says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonderful of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. That's the verse that I just read.
Hey, I just want to read it in Zulu.
Yes.
verse 11 and verse 12 of Amahubo Isashugo Samashuma Iskombisa Neskombisa.
Yeah.
It reads as follows. Ngiyakukhumbula izenzo zikaJehova, yebo ngikhumbule izimangaliso zasendulo. Verse 12. Ngicabange ngawo wonke umsebenzi wakho ngizindle ngezenzo zakho. My God.
Yeah.
Amen. So you know when we meditate upon what the Lord has done for us, you know, to remember how good He has been to us, you know. We have shelter, we have food in our stomachs, we have clothes in our back, you know. We have breath, we have health, you know, we have wealth, you know, whilst other people are fighting for their lives, we can walk on our own, we can talk without assistance, we can walk, we can see. You know, all these things are a blessing that comes from the Lord. So whenever we meditate, we start by looking back as well, where the Lord has taken us from. You know, we are not where we used to be before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is why David says, I come before him with thanksgiving. I come before his cause with praise, because he is looking back, he is reflecting, and he is saying, Lord, you have been so good to me. When I was ill, you healed me. You know, when I was in lack, you supported me. Mm-hmm. When I was in need, you supplied for me. You know, when I was thirsty, you were the rivers of living waters. You made the living waters to flow in dry places of my life. You have been good to me. You have been faithful. You saved me. Whilst I was a sinner, you still loved me. So when we meditate, we also just reflect. We reflect on the goodness of the Lord. We reflect on what he had done when he came down and became Emmanuel, when he died on the cross for us and rose on the third day, you know, to be seen on our behalf. When we were supposed to die, he died on our behalf. So we begin to reflect on what God has done for us and the goodness of the Lord, which is displayed day by day in our lives, and his, you know, his provision for our lives, how the Lord has been so good, you know. Sometimes Rebabatu bau complain, Rebabatu who always look at the things that the Lord has not done yet, and we forget to look at the things that he has already done. You know, that is why David continues, you know, in another psalm, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You know, we just become filled with gratitude. We become filled with thanksgiving. We enter his courts. We enter, you know, when the Bible talks about entering his courts, it talks about entering the presence of the Lord. We enter the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving. As we meditate, the first thing we do when we meditate, we just begin to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of health. Thank you for the gift of family. You know, thank you for salvation. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for Holy Spirit, which is our comforter. You know, thank you for being so good to us. Thank you that you've never left us. You've never forsaken us. So whenever we meditate, we just start by that. Whenever you kneel down in your quiet place, just before you begin to say anything else, just begin to thank him. Give him praise. Give him worship. Just begin to tell him how wonderful he really is.
Yeah, so I want us to read the last verse, last chapter, Rudy. And after that, we will play a song. after you play your song, we will pray, and so I feel in my heart that we need to pray with our listeners. But I want us to play this song. As we come back, we'll read Psalm 143, verse number 3. No, Psalm 43, verse number 5. And it will be our last verse, I hope. The time is 8:49. You're still with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo, by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. Then I'm going to play this song, so we will fix it. It is not in our, but we will just play it. Just say, Mighty Man. Then we play the song. Then when we come back, we will,
Thank you.
we are back. Yeah, Murudi, there's too much power here.
Amen.
So, yeah, there's too much power. So, yeah, but, yeah, there's too much power in a studio. The studio is hot. The studio is hot. The time is 8:55. We are about to sign off. It was awesome. I want us to read the verse, but it the same as the Psalm 57:12.
Yeah.
Psalm 7:12. It still talks the same thing that this Psalm 143 verse 3. It's saying, "Remember the days of old, and meditate on all that you have done, and ponder the work of your hands." And then also the Psalm 11 verse 2. Talks the same thing, but he says, "Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I can say. This place is hot. The place is hot.
Yeah.
I don't know, Muruti. You wanna say something? The place is hot.
Yes, man of God. We really thank God. I feel in the spirit that the people are being healed. The people are being healed emotionally. The people, you know, as we meditate upon the word of the Lord, as we reflect on the word of the Lord, there is emotional healing, there is spiritual healing, there is physical healing, there is marital healing, there is financial healing, there is any type of healing can be received in meditation. Because when we meditate, we enter the presence of the Lord, and when we enter the presence of the Lord, all things are possible in Him. Because when you become in Him, nothing is impossible in Him. You know, so the verse, you know, David says, "Yeah, I remember the days long ago. I meditate on your works and consider what your hands have done." He begins to remember when he was young, when he was just nobody but a shepherd that is smelling of sheep, you know. He remember how God was with him. When he was fighting the lion, when he was fighting the bear, he remembers that God was with him when he was fighting Goliath as well. You know, he remembered the days long ago. You know, he remember, you know, when Saul wanted to kill him. You know, he remembers when he had adultery with Bathsheba, and how the Lord restored him. He remembers how he was given Solomon as a consolation. You know, he begins to just take time as he meditates upon God. He remember how good the Lord has been. And he says, "I meditate on all your works. I consider what your works or what your hand has done." You know, he begins to remember that all this time it was the hand of the Lord that saved me when I could have been dead. He begins to remember that it was the Lord that saved me. It was the Lord that helped me. Now I am the king, and I've become a successful king, and I'm a friend of God because the Lord was friendly to me. You know, even when I messed up, the Lord showed up and never judged me. But however, he restored me. So he begins to remember all, he reflects on all these things that the Lord has done. You know, that's one of the things that we do when we meditate upon the word of God. We don't just come before him with thanksgiving and with praise, but we also remember, we consider how God has been so good. Just in addition to that, we also, you know, it's very important for us to remember also the people which were with us in times of troubles, in times of tribulation, you know, when we were swimming against the, you know, against the tides, you know, the people that stood with us, you know. In meditation, you also begin to also remember those type of people, people which were there for you, you know, when you were still in your trying times, people which prayed for you, you know. In meditation, it helps us to remember that it was God and the people which were sent by God as angels to help us, you know. So that is our reflection tonight, basically. You know, some people are not born again, but now it begins to dawn on them that actually it could have been God, because it was not the hand of man. It can only be God that they are still alive this very day.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, so I just want to the Spirit of the Lord, as it has shown you and as it is leading us as we close tonight, I just want us to pray for just a few seconds.
Yes.
If you would allow me to just mention a prayer, Murutubaka.
Yes.
You know, if you are there, you are listening to this show tonight, and the Spirit of the Lord is just functioning so heavily in this place tonight. If you are listening to this by the Grace Radio Station, I just want you to just agree with me as I mention you in prayer tonight.
Yes.
Now let us pray. Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving. You know, Father God, touch that young man that is listening tonight. Touch that young woman and give him the hope. Give her the hope, oh God. Showcase yourself as God. Touch that marriage that is breaking apart, oh God, and heal it and redeem it. Touch that young man that is just about to commit suicide, oh God. Give him hope. Give him strength, oh God. Touch that young woman that survived rape, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore her. Restore her youth, oh God. Touch that man, touch that father that is struggling to raise children, touch that unemployed husband that is struggling to make ends meet, touch that woman, oh God, that is struggling right now at work, that is busy at work, oh God, touch that mechanic, touch that young child, oh God, to grow in the ways of the Lord, touch that marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you touch that person who is healed and lying in hospital right now, listening to us. Touch them, oh God, that they may rise under the power of the Almighty God. Touch that man that is listening to us from prison right now. Oh God, I pray that your power will be upon him, oh God, and that future will remain bright in the name of Jesus Christ. You said upon your word, those that call upon you shall not be put to shame. We call upon you right now, oh God, and we say there is hope in you, there is love in you, there is restoration, there is redemption in you, and there is salvation in you, and in you there is no failure. We can do all things through you, for you give us strength. We give you praise because we know that you love us, O God, and nothing will ever be able to separate us from your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you only the praise and the worship tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, this we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We are signing off. We are signing off. And the time is 2:09. We are signing off. We thank God for everyone who tuned in. So what I can say is this show, it will be on a broadcast when we finish the show here. Yeah? You can tune and listen. Yeah, so we thank God. Me and Muruti want to say to you, stay blessed, bye-bye. But we will leave you with this song that is saying, Ada, only you, Jesus. And then after that, we will go. I wish I could sing with you guys, but unfortunately, I wish I can sing this song, but somehow, it was good. Muruti,
yes.
Your last word as we sign off.
I just want to say to every listener right now that God is good. God is good. And arise and shine. Arise and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, it does not matter the yesterday, but there is joy that comes in the morning, you know. So I just want to say be motivated and be encouraged, and keep on listening to this station that brings hope, and I bless you, you know.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, so to our listener, thank you very much. We are signing off. It was good. Till we meet tomorrow. We love you very much. We thank God. Keep on tuning in. You can share this website with others so that they can be motivated. We thank God for what God has done tonight. Bye-bye. Cheers.